This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse-quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
So Dublin City Council's using drones to try and monitor known stockpiling sites across the city in an effort to identify bonfire material, because obviously they want to try and clamp down on this. Kieran Perry is an independent councillor for Dublin Central. Kieran, would it not be better use of the council officials' time and resources to just, instead of getting drones and trying to find this bonfire material across the states around Dublin City Centre, and actually go out and put on some, you know, decent official events and let people go to them instead?
Oh, absolutely. That would be the preferable option, Andrea, to be honest. The difficulty with that, though, is, first of all, the environmental impact of the likes of bonfires and the antisocial behaviour that they attract, the illegal type of bonfires. Now, some of the very proactive local officials in our area have tried to source suppliers of bonfire events, but it's quite difficult to do. I think there was somebody in the six counties that provided such a service but weren't willing to come down into the south. So that's something that I believe we need to look at next year to try and provide a decent alternative for the use. So I have to admit, Andrea, like, I'm a great fan, big fan of bonfires and fireworks, and always have been, but recognising nowadays that the damage done to greens and community facilities by the illegal bonfires, like, that's something that we can't allow to happen.
Well, and I've no doubt, you know, Kieran, and I spotted even one or two actually already in recent days. We'll get listeners contacting us now over the next week or so, and they'll be talking, you know, they'll be highlighting areas, damaged greens, football pitches, parks where people have set up illegal bonfires, fireworks displays, people injured. I've no doubt this has just already gone on this week's. Like, you'd think the local authority could step in and say, we're going to take this in hand. Don't bother with these. We'll actually put on really decent, good events like they do in so many other cities.
Oh, and to be fair to Dublin City Council, they do. In the Northern Ireland City and in Finglas, for example, they put on very good alternative events. They're extremely expensive, but worthwhile in the fact that they attract the youth that may engage in the illegal bonfires and the associated antisocial behaviour. So they do what they're required to do, probably not enough events, and obviously being costly and finance always a difficulty with the city council. In my own particular area of Cabra, there isn't really proper alternatives. There are some events on during the day to attract the younger kids, but the prime time between 6 and 9, it's really, in my opinion, it's really important to have alternative events, and that's not currently happening.
Yeah, and how problematic are illegal bonfires? Like, do you know how much the council spends trying to clean up this mess?
Oh, it's absolute thousands, and in some instances, the Greens act as swales for flooding, and we're damaging the infrastructure under the green, which adds to the cost and also puts at risk those general areas from the risk of flooding. The bigger issue probably is the antisocial behaviour that the illegal bonfires attract. A hardcore of the young people in the area would use it, to goad the Gardaí, to goad the council, and to engage in serious antisocial behaviour. You know, the difficulty with the scramblers that we're seeing all over Dublin, no doubt on Halloween night, they'll be flying around causing mayhem and just generally intimidating the community. It's a small number of areas where this happens. It's a small number of youths, hardcore youths, involved in it, but it has a devastating effect right across Walker Pass community.
Ken Carraher is with us as well, Kieran. Ken, you run a fairly big Halloween charity event from your own house. Is there more that could be done to try and provide Halloween entertainment?
Yeah, no, I would actually agree with organised bonfires and fireworks displays. I think fireworks, yes, and bangers and everything, no. But I think fireworks are, I mean, most people would say, yeah, fireworks are brilliant. And I think for poor old dogs and everything else, I think it's the bangers more so. They'll be affecting a lot of dogs. Like, they get absolutely petrified. But, and same again with the illegal bonfires. I mean, they're absolutely destroying grasslands and everything else. And plus the pollution. It's, to me, a lot of it is the way again with a load of old rubbish. You know, so yeah. I think it was organised properly, it'd be less of an environmental impact than the illegal ones. Yes, of course, it's going to be an environmental impact. But bonfires are tradition that goes back thousands of years in Ireland, like, you know. And they seem just gone. I think that'd be a no-brainer. I don't think it'd ever happen. But I think they should have organised bonfires and fireworks displays, you know, in conjunction with them. I mean, it could be done properly.
It could be done. It could be fair, I suppose. You know, the council are making efforts. They're using drones to try and identify the known locations where this stuff is all collected.
Yeah, but look, if you organise things for the youth and everything else, it might cut out all the illegal bonfires. It might cut out then the associated cost of having to clean up after them. Yeah, okay, it's going to cost money to put them on. But at the end of the day, it could probably cost less than having to clean up the mess after all the illegals, you know. So I think it'd be money well spent, in honest with you. You know, if it's giving, say, proper entertainment to people, and yeah, of course, no matter what you're always going to have the antisocial, you know, element of it, I would say.
Yeah, and there's a listener here makes the...
For the vast majority of people, I think it'd be a good idea.
Yeah, listener here makes the point too, nobody wants to organise anything official with regards to Halloween or bonfires. Could you imagine the insurance cost and the implication if there were to be an accident? And well, fair point too. Connor is with me from the Lep Scarecrow Festival. Do you agree with that, Connor, or should local authorities make better efforts to put on organised events?
Well, look, I think bonfires, you know, as part of Samhain and that, you know, go back literally thousands of years, and they're a very important part of our culture. So if we were to ban them, I think we'd lose a bit of ourselves and we'd lose a big bit of our culture. But of course, you know, it can't be a free for all where people burn tires or whatever. So I think, you know, if they were kind of community organized ones, if there were guidelines put in place by the council in terms of, you know, what can go into a bonfire and that, you know, I'd be very supportive of keeping them, because, you know, if we lose them, we lose a big bit of ourselves, I think.
What about the environmental concern?
Well, you know, I run a little tour business here, and we have a fire pit and a bonfire most evenings in the summer after a nighttime swim experience we do. You know, we only burn kiln dried birch. You know, the environment, it's a low smoke kind of fire pit we use. So, you know, I think the environmental impact, if they're done properly, is practically zero, or, you know, very, very kind of low touch. So it's all about how you do it, you know, and, you know, fire is a natural part of nature, natural part of the cycle. But, you know, I think the problem with a lot of these is we put, you know, modern kind of chemicals into them. And of course, you know, and then they become very problematic.
Connor, Ken, Kieran, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Email if you want to get in touch. Actually, if this is something that you're dealing with in your own area at the moment, or in your own locality or estate, we'd love to hear your experience. You can get us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.